My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That's Andy Baskin with a new haircut. I'm Jeff Phelps. Trade deadline's tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Andy, my friend.
Jeffrey.
They've got to go get a pitcher.
Do they? Are they really going to do anything, Jeff?
No, I didn't say. Are they really going to?
I am hunkered down.
I said they really have to.
I am ready for tomorrow's press conference where they say, you know, we brought someone up and it's just as good as making a trade.
You know why I say
I
they
am hunkered
have to
in,
go
ready
get somebody?
It. It's my yearly speech.
Here's why I say they have to go get somebody. I'm excited about the idea of Matthew Boyd coming back from Tommy John surgery. That's where this is. I'm excited about that idea, and it's unfair to think a guy who hasn't pitched in the major sense has been okay in a couple of rehab appearances, that you can bank your playoff hopes on a guy coming back from Tommy John surgery who's never played for you.
Jeff, being able to bring up Matthew Boyd is, you know, I know people are saying trade on the trade deadline day, but that to me is just a little bit too much, you know. Kind of want to jump in and be like everybody. I think that's fear of missing out. And folks, let's be honest, bringing up Matthew Boyd is just like making a trade. And there you have it.
I don't mean to downplay him because it kind of is. But I don't think you can bank on it. He's been terrific. And he's had 3 starts. He's only gone 12 total innings. But his ERA is under 1. He's been terrific coming back. And so that's really good. I'm happy. You're happy. That's outstanding. Everything else. I don't know if you can bank on that. Let me give you some thoughts here, okay? The guys who are currently in the rotation for the Guardians. Currently. Tanner Bibee goes tonight. I took a look at their last 2 starts. Okay? Tanner Bibee in his last 2 starts has gone 10 2/3 innings. Again, we're not talking 14 innings. We're not talking even 12, 10 2/3. He's given up 1 run. He's been very good. Ben Lively has gone 11 1/3. Okay? So, you know, he's pitched a little bit. 3 runs. You good with that? I'm good with that.
It's workable.
So there's 2 starters. Good. I'm good on these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Williams is coming back from his elbow issue. In his last 2 starts, he's given up 6 runs in 9 2/3. Okay? So he didn't, you know, he's pitched 9 2/3. 6 runs. In other words, okay, that's not helping the bullpen, and you're not helping your team a ton because in limited time you've given up a bunch of runs. Carlos Carrasco, in his last 2 starts, has only gone 9 innings, and he's given up 12 runs.
Thank you for your time, Carlos. Why don't you join us in the front office? Why don't you come work with some young pitchers?
I was listening to Tom Hamilton the other day and Jim Rosenhaus doing a game, and they made a great point. And it was that Carlos, one time through the order, has been really pretty good. And second time through the order, they're starting to get to him. Well, what does that scream to you?
Long man.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yep.
But in his last 2 starts, 12 runs in 9 innings. I'm sorry, You want to be a playoff team. You want to hold off the Twins. You want to hold off the Royals. You can't be giving up 12 runs and only going 9 innings in 2 starts.
We've been saying it all season, though, Jeff. I mean, we've seen it for 2-3 months now. It's like, okay, right. We love you, but we're kind of at that point. If we need a fifth starter, you're not there.
Haven't you been hoping, kind of like, you know, tunnel vision? We're getting there. He's going to get better. And I'll say the same thing with Gavin Williams. It's unfair to think, hey, Gavin, we know you missed almost all of the season, but you're in right now. Here we go. And they're counting on him. He's given up 6 runs in 9 2/3. Joey Cantillo made his major league debut yesterday. If you heard somebody applauding, that was Joe Buck, because Kyle Schwarber. Thank you. That was for you.
Thank you.
The first batter that Joey Cantillo faces in the major leagues takes him deep. Kyle Schwarber. It was, I think, the third pitch, so at least it wasn't his first pitch. And then next time Schwarber came up, boom, 2-run homer.
All right, he doesn't have to face Schwarber anymore.
So well, see, there you go.
They did take 2 out of 3 from the best team in baseball.
I know, that was great.
That's the hardest part of the whole
great.
Thing.
It was great. Cantillo gave up 3 runs in 3 1/3. Nice job by Vogt. Schwarber was coming up. He went out and got him.
Nice job by Vogt.
Way to go, Stephen Vogt.
Yes.
Well done. And then the bullpen did a phenomenal job. Look, the bullpen has been great. We know that. It also is really up there in appearances. And you got to get some length out of this rotation, and you're not getting it. Right now, Andy, I honestly think you have 2 starters. And that's it. I mean, you have other guys who are out there starting games for you, but Gavin Williams has looked really good, and he's looked eh. And Carlos Carrasco looks done as a starter. And Cantillo, though I'm intrigued, and though, as you said, he won't have to face Schwarber again, you're going to pin your hopes on Joey Cantillo as a starter moving forward?
How many starters do you need for the playoffs? You're still 21 games over 500.
Well, you've got 2 starters for the playoffs right now. 2. I hope Gavin Williams is 3. And you need another one. That's why I'm going out and getting an arm. And I you know who I keep going back to? And I don't know that they'll go back to him. There's a hint for you. But Cal Quantrill keeps pitching pretty well out in Colorado, and they're not good. He's made 21 starts for the Colorado Rockies. For some reason, our team decided to give up on him, right? DFA'd him last year. In 21 starts, he's had 12 quality starts. What does that mean? It means he's gone at least 6 innings, ding, 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 and given up 3 or fewer runs. Well, can you imagine with this team?
Would they bring him back? Because Anthony Castrovitz has a story about 12 deals at the predictions he made for tomorrow's, and he's got Quantrill going, and you don't want to hear where he's going to.
Kansas City?
Twins,
see? Yeah. And that's, I mean, Andy, 12 quality starts and 21 starts. Just for comparison, Tanner Bibee's the ace of this staff, right? Tanner Bibee has 7 quality starts. Quantrill, pitching half of his games in Colorado, has had 12 quality starts, 5 more than Tanner Bibee. Lively has 6. Then Logan Allen, 5. Carrasco, 4. In other words, Cal Quantrill's giving you 6 innings or more in over half of his starts. And he's kept the other team down run-wise. That helps your bullpen. That's what this team needs right now. The way this offense has performed for most of the year, if you can get to the bullpen in the 7th.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thinning. Boom, boom. Bring on Classe. Well, there you go. And instead, you know, you're having to get to the bullpen, you know, sometimes in the fifth. And
yesterday it worked again.
Yeah, I know. All that said, I just think you need another starter. I think Quantrill's an interesting guy. Another name I've mentioned in the past, Ryan Feltner, local guy, also with the Colorado Rockies, who aren't very good. He has one win on the season, which backs up they're not very good. He has 8 quality starts and 21 starts. Feltner does. Again, more than anybody else on our staff. And he's pitching in Colorado. I just think there are guys that you could go pick up that aren't going to cost you premium prospects. And you've made trades with Colorado before. Nolan Jones, Juan Brito, show of hands. Chris is in Chicago. Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Guys, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, real quick, you guys were at that collector show last week. Andy and Jeff, was there much NHL Cleveland Barons gear?
I saw some, so Jeff wasn't there, but I saw some Crusader stuff. I saw some other things. There's some hockey stuff there. There's a guy I see at rinks all around, you know, this area through New York and Buffalo. He's got a stand that I've seen. He was there. So there was a little bit, yeah.
Nice. Okay, well, that being said, can you guys explain to me this trade? I just heard about it on the 2020 update, where Kansas City got Lorenzen from the Rangers. Can you analyze that real quick? Like, I don't know anything about Lorenzen. I've heard the name, and I don't know what Kansas City gave up, but could that have been a move the Guardians could have, should have, would have made? I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Thank you.
Chris, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Again, this is the kind of trade you go out and you make if you just want to bring in another starting pitcher. Lorenzen's had some success in the major leagues. They got him in exchange for a minor league left-hander named Walter Pennington. And how often do you want to give up on prospects? Well, if you're in it right now, why not? Lorenzen's 32 years old, and this year he's 5-6 with a 3.81 in 19 starts. 18 starts, 19 games. Andy, that's the kind of deal that I want to see our team make. Just bring in another guy who can start and hopefully eat up 6 innings a start. Can get you to the 7th, and then you bring in your bullpen. Boom, boom, Class A, done. You got to win, I would think. Are you looking for a bat? I have an intriguing one that's available that I'll bet the Guardians wouldn't even think of bringing in. It's next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.